Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 56, the focus is on how God has already given you an amazing inheritance, and it is up to you now to claim that inheritance, that it is rightfully yours. Imagine that you have a trust fund, and this trust fund has been set aside for you, and it has been there since you were conceived. This trust fund includes all the money, the love, the relationships, the health, the resources, everything you could possibly want, need, or desire, as given you by your own source and creator. To the degree that you do not know that trust fund right now, perhaps you feel that there are certain things in your life that are short or missing, or there are things going on that you wish would stop or go away. Whatever it is that is bringing an amount of discomfort in your life, you can recognize today that your attention, your temptation to hold on to the idea that you could have something you don't want or that you cannot have something you do want, your temptation to hold on to that and be right about that is actually costing you your trust fund. You see, either we are accepting our true identity and all the wonderful things that go along with that, or we are in denial of our true identity and we are rejecting all the good things that go along with that. Today, to the degree that you are not in comfort, that you feel that you're not abundant, that something is short or missing, then you know that you have identified yourself as separated from God. This is causing the entire problem that you see, because that idea that you could be separate from God has projected the world that you see and the experience that you are in. Today, if you could accept that the experience you are in is not your true identity, it is not what God willed for you, and you could simply be willing to release your attachment to it and to make a space for what is true. Just imagine that even though everything that you see seems so real and vivid and true, that there actually is a higher realm of consciousness, that if you can tap into that, then your world that you see will begin to change and heal right before your eyes, and you will actually live a life that is much more conducive to what God has willed for you. This sounds tricky, and in some ways it can be, because we are so tempted to hold on to what we see and what we feel and what we experience as being the truth of our reality. In fact, it is false. Today we will simply make a space for what is true. The way that we get back to what is true is by looking at what is false and making another choice instead. Every time you see or experience something today that is not comfortable, not pleasing, not joyful, then go back and ask within you for the truth instead of this. Every time you do this, you are declaring that what is false, and you are declaring that you would like to make a space for what is true. This enables your higher consciousness to intervene on your behalf. But to the degree you're holding on to that illusion and you're trying to get it to morph into something else, or you're wishing for something different, then actually what you're asking for is more illusions, and your happiness will be delayed. Today, let's just simply hold on to the idea that this does not need to be challenging, but our effort does need to be consistent. Every time we see something that makes us unhappy, today we will ask for the truth instead of this, because above all else, we want to see.